You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
And so I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Luke chapter 1. And in reverence to the reading of God's word, I'm going to ask everyone to stand with me. We're going to read from Luke chapter 1, starting in verse 5 to verse 18. My encouragement, medyo mahaba itong babasahin natin ito, so it's good that you can read along with me. Just to, hindi naman kailangan i-verbalize, but just to read along and see and read the word for yourself. Baka ito lang yung chance nyo this week to read the Bible. So I'm hoping that you guys can all participate. Okay? Pero sana hindi naman. Okay? We're going to start in verse 5. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the division of Abijah. And he had a wife from the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Now while he was serving as priest before God when his division was on duty, according to the custom of the priesthood, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of people were praying outside at the hour of incense. And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayers has been heard. And your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great before the Lord, and he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb." Verse 16, "And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for a people, for the Lord, a people prepared." Verse 18, "And Zechariah said to the angel, 'How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years.'" Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are meeting us today. I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity for us to go into your word, to examine the not just the meaning of Christmas, but the surrounding circumstances and how you were in control of everything. We thank you, Lord, that whatever situation that we're in, whatever our condition in our relationship with you right now, I pray, Lord, that you speak to our hearts, that there will be something that you will illuminate your word in our hearts and our minds that will encourage us to hold on, no matter what the lost opportunities that may have happened in our past. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you anoint your preaching of your word this afternoon, not according to my own wisdom, but only what you want me to say will come out of my lips. We praise you, Lord. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Go ahead and have your seat. With everything that's been going on in the past few weeks, there's been sort of a movement, or hindi naman movement, but just different discussions that I'm hearing from companies, from friends, and different people that I encounter, whether they're going to celebrate Christmas or not. Okay, meron mga kumpanya na sabi nila, okay, we're not gonna do any advertising, whatever budget that we've allotted for advertising, we're gonna not use it for that. And send it to help the people who are suffering right now. So you hear that and you said, okay, good. Yeah, that sounds right. Okay, but on the other hand, I hear some people, it's like, why are we not going to celebrate Christmas? It's the greatest gift that we've ever received, the coming of our Savior, and there shouldn't be any reason for us not to celebrate. So I go here and I hear them and I say, yeah, let's sacrifice. And then I come here and yeah, let's celebrate. And so, minsan, nalilito ako kung sino yung susundan ko. Okay? Ewan ko, ako lang ba yung nalilito? Okay? But I'm looking at that, and both actually sound right. Both, when you hear one group, it sounds right, and when you hear the other group, it sounds right. Because it is, there should be reason for us to celebrate, because the greatest gift is ours. in Jesus Christ and Him coming. And that's enough reason for us to celebrate. Pero ano nga yung, anong gagawin natin kung dalawang options sa ganon? Diba? Hindi naman pwedeng nagse-celebrate ka na hindi ka masaya na, diba? Parang nakakalito naman lalo yon. And so, what occurred to me, yes, I know that there's certain things that we can tone things down in terms of celebrating, maybe the gifts that we're gonna buy, maybe tone things down and really help those who are in need. But what actually struck me in when I was praying about this is actually, depende na lang yon kung anong sinasabi sa inyo ng Panginoon. Okay, if the Lord is telling you to tone things down and celebrate in a solemn way and help others, that's great. If the Lord is telling you to do that, then follow that. But if the Lord is also telling you to be generous, and both is being generous. Actually, both naman is being generous. But if God wants you to celebrate and have fun and all of that, there's also absolutely right. It's actually fine to do that. So my challenge for everyone, whether you're thinking about ano bang gagawin ko, magse-celebrate ba ako, hindi ba ako magse-celebrate, you know, ask God. Parang, oh yeah, ganun lang ba yun? Yeah. Ask God what God wants you to do, and whatever God wants you to do at this particular time, do that. And we're not gonna judge you on whatever, kung nagse-celebrate ka, wow, ang sasama naman nila, nagse-celebrate sila ng Christmas. Okay, there's nothing wrong. If they are, then that's great. You can have your lechon. You can invite me. You can have your, you know, whatever it is that your traditions are. Because that's what we've decided as a family. Certainly, there are certain things that will tone down. Except the gift for my wife. I'll get in trouble. But there are certain things that we can tone down, but there are certain things that we have to hold on to. Because no matter what the circumstances are, Jesus is still in control. And Jesus is going to help us out and get us through whatever challenges that we're faced with. Naniniwala ba kayo doon? And so no matter what we've been through the past year, you know, we don't want you to miss out. If God is telling you to do this fully with all your heart, and you're not going to miss out on God. But if God is telling you to do this, I don't want you to miss out on that either. Because nasa iba-iba yung level natin ngayon eh. We're all at a different level of our walk with Him. And if God is telling you to celebrate, celebrate with all your heart. If God is telling you to tone down, then tone down and be a blessing. Both will bring honor and glory to God. Whatever it is that God wants you to do, that's what we're going to follow. Okay ba yon? All right. And so that's, you know, I have a friend who's a great blessing to me. We're supposed to, you know, we have discipleship meetings and I help him out in his relationship and stuff like that. But every time I come out with him, I'm supposed to be the one ministering to him. But every time I come out of the meeting, I'm encouraged. Dahil sabi niya, ang prayer niya, his prayer all the time is that he doesn't want to miss out on God about anything. You know, if God promised him this, God can give us so much more, he said. Sinasabi niya sa akin, and when we pray about it, I don't want to miss out. I don't want to go to heaven one day and see a big pile of blessings and the Lord will tell me, well, that was supposed to be yours, but you never asked for it. That was supposed to be yours, but because you never sought me and followed me in my ways. So sabi niya, I don't want that. And so I come out and I start dreaming again and I said, yeah, I want this from God. I want this. Yes, Lord, yes. I want everything. I want to experience everything that you want for me. And that's my prayer. It's the exact same prayer that I have for all of you. Na gusto kong maramdaman niyo yon, na God is there and He is always with us. But the reality is, there are many things in life that we're still waiting for. Maybe at the beginning of the year, there were things that you prayed for. And ngayon, December na, you know, just last 3 weeks of the year, and wala pa yung sagot mo. Hindi mo pa nakukuha. Maybe some of you are probably nodding and you're already receiving it. Or you have received it this past year and you're already smiling. Okay, there's some, yeah, okay, good. There's some, okay, God's been answering your prayers. Good. Alright? But ano ngayon yung mangyayari doon? Okay? I don't want you to miss out. Paano ngayon kung hindi mo pa nakukuha? What are we gonna do? What's our experience? What will be our response? And that's exactly the story that we were looking at. And here's the verse that encompasses the whole series that I want us to look at briefly. And just to help encourage us about this. But when the fullness of time, say fullness of time, had come, God sent forth his son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons and daughters. Okay, kasama tayong lahat dito. But this is the thing that I want us to look at briefly, is the fullness of time. There is a fullness of time. Just at the right time, God is going to answer your prayers and give you things that he wanted for you to receive. And it doesn't matter how you respond to it. It doesn't matter if you've been obedient, if you've been naughty or nice. Okay? Voila. If God wants to bless you, it's going to happen. If God wants to move in your life, he's going to move in your life. And it's not based on our circumstances. God can turn things around. That's the amazing thing about our God. He is magnificent. Okay? If there's a storm that's coming, if he wanted to calm it, he would calm it. You know, and there's so many things that we've been praying for na we feel that we've parang nalipasan na tayo ng panahon. Na hindi na mangyayari sa akin yan. I mean, there are certain things. I'm thinking right now of God being so faithful in with me and my family this past year. And I'm amazed how God is able to answer all those prayers. But there's also prayers. Things that I've been dreaming about and praying about and asking God, Lord, help me. Pero hanggang ngayon, hindi pa rin talaga nawawala. Okay, so I'm going to continue to hold on. I'm going to continue to hold on to God. Stop trying. Start training. Parang nadinig ko na yun last week. Okay, anyway. But that's exactly. So there's certain big things that God is going to do in our lives, but there are little things that we can still trust him in and we see him move and work in our lives. It could be in this next 3 weeks. Do you think that's possible? The things that you've been praying for, the things that you've been desiring for, things that you've been asking for, he can do it exactly in this next 3 weeks. Hindi matatapos ang 2013. Masasagot na yung mga prayer nyo. Naniniwala ba kayo doon? Bakit tayo maniniwala doon? Because we have an awesome God who can do it. Thank you for the four people who are encouraged. Okay? So titingnan natin, whatever it is, no matter, it may be an investment that you said, sana nag-invest ako doon. Or maybe it's your grades na needs to be resurrected from the dead. If you're a student here, that can still happen. Okay? You have exams, I think, end of the year, di ba? So, dun kayo babawi. Okay? In Jesus' name. Opportunities. Yung sabi mong, bakit hindi pa niya ako nilalapitan? Yes naman ang sagot ko. Maybe this is a time. Do we have faith? That's what I like about Jay. I always get a positive response from my friend Jay here. Okay, kahit anong sabihin ko, they say, yeah, come on. Okay, so baka this year, sagutin ka na rin. In Jesus' name. Okay? And the story that's surrounding the birth of Christ was something that they've been waiting for. Ever since the fall of man, God has been orchestrating his macro plan, okay, of saving the world. And prophecies have been shared throughout those thousands of years about a Messiah that would come. A Messiah that would save them from whatever they were faced with. That there would be salvation from this God that would come, or the Messiah that would come, that would save them from their predicament. The book of Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament. And there's specific words there about a man that would come, a messenger that will prepare the way for the Lord to come. Malachi was encouraging the Israelites who were in rebellion for years. And he was encouraging them, come back to God. And he was challenging, you know, you're actually stealing from God. Us? We're stealing from God? Yeah, from your tithes and offering. You know that's the scariest verse in the Bible, Malachi 3:10? Mamaya, makukuha niyan. Okay? Pumasok lang naman. Anyway. But for 400 years, they were waiting for this. And when it actually happened, when the Messiah did come 400 years later, they missed out on it. Many of the Jews thought he was just a false prophet. He was just a teacher. He was all other things except for the Messiah that they were waiting for. I don't want us to miss out. When we're spending Christmas this year, okay, it's about Christ. It's about Jesus coming to work out his big plan to save the world. And that alone is reason for us to celebrate, no matter what circumstances we're in. And I pray that whatever you're on this side or in this camp, that we will take time with our families to talk about that wonderful, great gift that this child would be born. That would be our salvation. Emmanuel, God with us. And from that time that God is with us, he has always been with us and he will always be with us. That's an encouragement that we can go through no matter where you are in your camp. Whatever your plans are for this Christmas, let's always remember that it's about Jesus. And we can celebrate, tone down, tone up, whatever it is, we can celebrate Christmas. But let's go back to the story. Okay, 400 years, walang word. From the time that Malachi wrote that scripture and that those prophecies, for 400 years, there were no prophets. There were no prophetic words. No, parang God had stepped back and did not say anything to his people. That's a pretty dark time. But somehow, even during that dark time, there were people, their hearts were turned towards God. When Malachi was challenging some people about, you know, coming back to God and serving him, we find in this scripture that there were people that actually continued to serve God and started continuing to teach them. And that's where we find Zechariah and Elizabeth. Okay? In verse 5, in the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah. Okay? Now, and he was familiar with the scripture. He was familiar with Malachi's teaching and everyone to turn back to him. Of the division of Abijah. This is showing that he's actually of the lineage of Aaron. Now, all the priests would come from Aaron. And he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron. So, sila mag-asawa, they were meant to be priests. They were meant to be serving God in the temple. Okay? And her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God. Pag nakita ko yan, they're righteous before God. Okay? Sinasabi pa dyan, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. Basically, these people continued to serve God. I'm sure they had mistakes. I'm sure they had their issues as a couple. Every couple has issues. Okay, I'm sure they had their difficulties. Maybe there were certain things, but in God's eyes, and the way Luke was describing them, that this couple was righteous before God. They were blameless because they were offering everything to God. But they had no child. Yun yung problema nila. They had no child because Elizabeth was barren and both were advanced in years. I love the way this is being described. Okay? They were serving God. And so some of us here, you know, I love God. I'm serving God. I want what's best. I want His will to happen in my life. But pwede palang sumusunod ka sa Panginoon with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, and still not get what you want. Here's a couple who's been serving God, and I'm sure they've been praying for a child. I'm sure that's something that they've been longing for. Something that, talagang, di ba? I mean, I know of friends that are that way, because ako, parang gusto ko lang magkaanak. 9 months later, may anak kami. Okay, 5 times. Okay, parang, ganun, there's just that grace in my life. But people I know have been longing and longing and longing. Righteous people. People that love God. And yet, answers to their prayer is not heard, seemingly. And that's what we're seeing here. Okay, I like the way they're both being described here as they were both well advanced in years. Kung babasahin mo yan in the Greek, that's translate, pag translate yun to the Greek, original Greek, that means they're old. Okay? Pero nakita ko in verse 18, just let me encourage you, this is parang a side note lang on the text, no? In verse 18, sinabi dito, and Zechariah said to the angel, how should I know this? For I am an old man. Okay? He admits, I'm an old man. And my wife is advanced in years. Zechariah was smart enough not to call his wife old. Okay? And that's the clue for all the men here. Never, 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 ever tell your wife that you're old. Ikaw, pwede kang tumanda. Pwede pumuti yung buhok mo. You can say, I'm old. But my wife is advanced in years. Okay, that goes in the same category as when your wife would ask you, "Do I look fat in this dress?" Nice weather we're having, but again, that's not my issue. Okay, so I'm in trouble. But here's the situation: they loved God, and they were not getting what they were praying for. They love God, but the thing that they longed for was not happening. I better move on with the scripture, okay? 400 years of silence, and yet they continued to serve God. 400 years, and somehow their heart continued to hold on to this promise. And God was going to do something amazing in their life. Something amazing. Same thing right now. I want to encourage everyone here. Inaisip mo parang pinaglipasan ka na ng panahon, God can still do something amazing in your life. Tell the person right next to me. Don't look at me. Tell the person, God is good. Huwag niyo ako tingnan. Sabihin niyo sa katabi niyo, there is hope. Naniniwala ba kayo doon? We have to. We can't go in into 2014 and not think that things are gonna change. That things are just gonna be the same. Pag ganun ang view natin for the next year, and then I don't wanna wake up if that's the case. I'd rather just be with Him and worship Him. But I have hope that we will be a righteous nation. I have hope that my children will grow up serving God. I have hope that people's relationships will be renewed. I have hope that people who are far away from God will come near to God. That's my hope. And that's the big picture of what Christ did in coming here to earth. Emmanuel, God with us. That's the big picture. He came to save all of us. From the front row all the way to the back, and everyone out there shopping. They just don't know it yet. Now, what is my role to be able to reach them? That's the challenge for the next year. You know, when we look back and all the people that have suffered and died, many of them did not know Christ. And that tugs on my heart real hard. And saying, ano ba yung ginawa mo? Ano yung pwede mong gawin? Certainly, we can celebrate. But celebrate the lives of people turning back to Him. But whatever it is that we're going through, God still spared people. There's a lot of pain. Yes, thousands of people. Wala daw isang tao doon na walang nawalan na pamilya, na kaibigan. Lahat merong nawalan. And yet, those people were spared. Somehow God showed His mercy to those people because there's a reason for it. It's about time for us to find that reason. Find that reason why you are still breathing. Touch your heart. Is it beating? Okay, good. Okay, take a deep breath. Okay, are you still breathing? Good. If your heart is beating and you're breathing, there's a purpose for that. It's not just to take up air. There's a purpose that God wants for you, and that's why we are still alive. That's why He has shown us mercy because God still wants to use us. At that time when we're not breathing and our heart stops and God wants to take me home, that's fine. Dahil kasi tapos na yung kailangan kong gawin dito. God, thank you for all the work that you're giving me. Kasi hindi pa niya ako kinukuha. I'm still here. There's still hope in Him. And no matter what you're going through, this is something that we can always know and trust that God is sovereign. Anong ibig sabihin niyan? God is still in control of every situation. In verse 8, we can see here, now while he was serving as priest before God, when his division was on duty according to the custom of the priesthood, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. Zechariah, inisip mo, wala na, napaglipasan na sila. There, actually, during that time, there were 18,000 Levites. And once in your lifetime, someone would be chosen from the lot to be the one that would offer the incense. And after you've done your duty in offering the incense, you were done. That was their own purpose. The Levites were supposed to serve God and serve the people in the temple. But once they've been picked, that's it. Kung napick ka while you were 18 years old, then for the rest of your life, tapos ka na. Okay? But somehow, this man, year after year, hindi nabubunit yung pangalan niya. Can you imagine? 18,000. And then for this particular time, he was chosen by lot. Paano siya napili? Because God wanted to choose him. What was so significant about this guy? When you look at it, there's nothing significant about him. He is one of the, I mean, he is a candidate, but he's one of the most unlikely candidates. Kasi ang dami na ng taon na hindi siya napipick. So the chances of him being picked now was so big, and yet he was chosen. He was chosen. Why was he chosen? Because he was righteous? Yeah, maybe. But somehow, God wanted to move in their lives. Why is he an unlikely character? Because Zechariah and Elizabeth came from a small town. Okay? Yung town na tinitirhan nila, they said there's probably about 50 people in their town. And he was, you know, he was in charge of the synagogue. And so in the town of 50, maybe only 30% would come to church. So he was in a sense a pastor of maybe 18 people. So no big ministry, no big influence. But yet God chose him. He was picked out, and now the once in a lifetime opportunity was before him. He was now going to be used by God to burn incense, to lift up praise to him. Parang isang beses ka lang nag-worship, yung praise and worship. How many of you were encouraged with the worship this afternoon? That was good job, worship team. Thank you. Okay? Once you hear that wonderful music and they praise to God, biglang, okay, that's it for you. You did a good job. That's it. Okay? And that was his great opportunity. You know why? This is so encouraging to me. That he is the most unlikely character. Bakit, Pastor, bakit ka na-encourage na itong no, seemingly nobody would be used by God? It encourages me because it gives me hope that God can use me in spite of me. We all know that Zechariah, after you know the angel revealed to him, that he had doubts. And for a long period of time, during the whole pregnancy, he was actually mute. Hindi siya makapagsalita. Dahil hindi siya naniwala, the angel said, okay, because of that, you didn't believe me, you're not going to talk. It was so discouraging for him. But for Elizabeth, it was encouraging. Because for 9 months, she won every argument. Later on, you'll get that. But that's so encouraging because God can use nobody to be somebody, to be a blessing to someone. Tingnan mo ulit yung katabi mo. Mukha bang significant? Well, it could be your significant other. Uy. But what, no matter your situation, God can use you. That's why I'm encouraging everyone, whatever God wants you to do this season, that's what we're going to do. Yun yung, and I pray that not just during this Christmas season, but for the rest of our lives, that we're always going to, because God is in control. And we can put our lives and trust in Him, and He's going to work in our lives. It's not based on us. It's not about Zechariah and Elizabeth. Kung hindi sila napili, maybe whoever was chosen, God would use them. And John the baptizer would be birthed through that couple. But somehow, these two people that seemingly napaglipasan na sila, now God was using them. This is the amazing part of this story. We'll move on. In verse 10, and the whole multitude of people were praying outside at the hour of incense, and there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense, and Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. Look at this. His ministry was only for an hour. He was just supposed to go in to the temple, right? Light the incense, do a prayer, and he would come out, say a prayer to the crowd, and everyone would go home. 1 hour lang yung kanyang ministry. And after that, pwede na siya talagang kunin ng Panginoon. That he will never be chosen again. And in spite of how insignificant this person was, God still used him. God will use you and me. Tingnan mo ulit yung katabi mo. No matter what age. Kanina umaga, meron pa akong nilapitan na mas advanced in years. Okay, I approached him. It was Bonnie De Jesus. Okay? And when he did the offering this morning, and he said, good morning to everyone. I am your senior citizen in Green Hills. Okay? He admits it. And he is a great blessing. And I know that God will continue to use him. And then there was another child that was, wala mga bata ngayon. Good, they're in kids' church. And there was another child that was sitting here who's now 3 years, who was sitting here, and he's 3 years old. 3 years old. I remember his first birthday. I was asked by the dad to do the baby dedication. And now he was here, 3 years old. And I went up to him, and you know, God has great plans for them. For that child. Mas mahaba pa nga yung opportunities niya. And I was just so encouraged because their parents had made the decision that they're going to raise their children in godly ways. And so he was right there, cute, listening to the preaching, laughing at all my jokes. No, I'm just kidding. But I knew that kid had something in him. Ganon din kayo. Ganon din tayong lahat. That's an amazing fact about this Christmas. God has a wonderful plan to save the world, but He has individual plans for us. And that's some reason for us to celebrate. We serve a great God that can do all of that. And right there, one small ministry for an hour. And here's what happened. When he was approached, an angel showed up. If this was the altar, while he was ministering, an angel showed up on his right side. So, kung nandyan yung crowd, nandito siya, he was doing his incense, I don't know where he was facing, but on his right side. So maybe here, depending on where he was facing, or on this side, an angel showed up that brought him fear. Nakakatakot yung angel. Dahil malaki, matapang, and I'm sure the glory of that angel is something I get scared of. I'm sure. Everyone that has encountered an angel, everyone that has encountered even the Lord Jesus would fall down as if they were dead. Okay? Wala naman kayo nakikita, no? Okay, good. We can continue. Alright? God is in control. And here's something we always need to be reminded of. That God hears and answers prayers. In verse 13, but the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayers has been heard. Isn't that so encouraging right there? I mean, that just that one statement, do not be afraid. The Lord is telling us right now, do not be afraid. The Lord has heard your prayers. Pag naiisip ko yun, parang wow, it just fills up, parang that a confidence that comes in me. Wow, Lord, you actually hear me? In spite of who I am, you hear me and are encouraged. Ito yung encouragement. Your prayer has been heard, and your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. Not only did God hear his prayers, can you imagine this? Barren, no child, prayerful, righteous. And all of a sudden, when the angel showed up at the right time, at the fullness of time, God answered their prayer. Miski natatakot siya, miski, even if his first response was doubt and lack of faith, God still answered their prayer. So kung ano man yung pinagdadasal nyo, kung ano man yung, whatever your dreams are, God can still answer it if it's according to His will. We can still hold on to it. It just reminds me of Abraham and Sarah, same thing. You're gonna be a father of nations. Eh, paano ako magiging father of nations? Ni wala akong anak. But God fulfilled that promise. God hears and answers prayers. That's an amazing miracle that God was about to do for someone who was advanced in years. You may be advanced in years today, or maybe baka bata ka pa, but the promises that you've been waiting for has been years. God can change your situation. God can do it in spite of us. That's a great encouragement. You know what? You know, since 2001, our ministry, Victory, has been starting out the year. Beginning of the year, we do a prayer and fasting. Okay, and this coming January, January 6 to 10, we're actually going to go as a church and we're going to pray and fast. We're starting the year right. And every year, we've been doing that. And in 2001, my wife was actually that was the first year that we started doing that as a church, preparing for the building of our building, right, that's in Fort Bonifacio. And people were praying and fasting. Maliit pa lang ang Victory noon, nung time na yon, maybe 2,000 or 3,000 people. Okay, that's just our church right now. Okay, that's just Green Hills right now. Okay, but during that time, people were praying and fasting, and there was something. They were encouraged to write down your prayer request. And so my wife wrote down, okay, January 2001. Write down ang sinulat niya as she was fasting. Lord, let this be the year that I get to meet my husband. Okay? Yun lang yung prayer niya. Just to be able to meet her husband. And now I recently found out that, you know, she also had a dream as a young girl that she wanted to have 5 children. Okay? She didn't tell me that until we've had our 5 children. Okay? Sinabi na lang niya later on. I mean, I'm glad that she wanted that. I want a big family. But that was something that she prayed for. I want to encourage everyone here. Prayer works. Tinan mo ulit yung katabi mo. Sabi mo, prayer works. And we're going to need a lot of prayers this season. I know I talked about prayer last week. I talked about prayer. But I'm saying prayer works. And we're going to have to go into a season right now that we're going to have to continue to pray. Pray for big things, small things. Prayer of thanks, prayer of thanksgiving, prayer of gratitude, and prayer to ask. And that's what my wife did, 2001. Prayed and fasted. You know what? 4 months later, we were married. I'm not saying do a quick wedding, okay? Especially to the young people here, okay? But that's, God wanted us to do that. And 13 years later, here's the result. The 5 kids. God answers prayers. Oh. Yung isang babae doon, hindi ko anak yun, kaibigan namin yun. Yung mga maliliit lang, okay? But she's a good friend of ours and really a great blessing to our children. Okay, she goes to the fort. But there's the 5 cute kids, including the one who's sitting there in the front. Yeah, nahihiya na siya. Pero natutuwa yan, naminensyon ko siya. God answers prayers. That one simple prayer about writing it and asking God, let me meet my husband. Yung pala, nandun na ako. I'm an answer to prayer. Not meant to discourage the women who want to get married. Anyway, God will answer you. What is your situation? What is the impossible thing that you think wala ka na pag-asa? God can still do something. Ask Him. Seek Him. And you will find Him. I don't know, but the last few weeks, that's this theme seems to be the same thing in terms of all the preaching. We have to hold on to God more so than ever. More so now than ever. Because we know that as we hold on to Him, actually, you know how great God is? Even if you let go, if He wants something done in your life, He will do it. Whether you're holding on tight or whether you're letting go, if God wants to do something in your life, He's going to do it. That's how amazing our God is. We'll move on. And you will have joy and gladness. And many will rejoice at the birth. Rejoice at His birth. For He will be great before the Lord. And He must not drink wine and strong drink. And He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from His mother's womb. I'm sure these were exactly what their prayers were when they were praying for a child. And God was encouraging them through this angel and saying that the things that you want for Him, you want Him to be a blessing. Yeah, sure, we'll be glad when we have a child. But not only will you rejoice, but many will rejoice with you. Not only that, He's going to be great. He's going to be great before the Lord. For my five kids, I want them to be great. Not according to my will, but according to His will. God can tell them to do something and I'm just going to be glad. Whatever it is, it's not like I want this one to be the doctor, I want this one to be the lawyer, I want this one to be the hoodlum. No. I have good plans for them. But more than that, I want them to serve God wherever they're at. They can be a waiter, but they're going to be the best waiter ever. Serving God and honoring God. If that's God's plan for them, that's fine. I'm fine with that. I want them to be swimmers because I was a swimmer. But if they become tennis players, that's fine with me also. Just as long as they're honoring God wherever God has placed them. And that's my prayer for my children. And that's, I'm sure, Zechariah and Elizabeth were praying the same thing. And now those prayers are being answered. He's going to be great. Wag lang siyang uminom. I don't know why. But that's God's plan. If God wants him to drink, then he can drink. If God doesn't want you to drink, then what is the conviction? There's nothing wrong with drinking. I don't know why I'm talking about that. If it's within the law, you're right age, and God, there's that freedom that you can have a glass of wine. Ang rule lang naman doon, don't get drunk. Diba? And so if God tells you not to, but for some of us, okay, maybe I'm speaking to this group because you need to hear it. But for some of us, God is telling you, don't even touch it. So the same thing, celebrate, not celebrate, drink, not drink. What does God want you to do? And whatever it is, that's what we're going to obey. But for John, the baptizer, he was told, don't let him have strong drink, don't let him have wine. And that's what the parents did. And they followed it. So whoever needed to hear that, God bless you. Okay? And the Spirit of God was in the womb. Nandun pa lang siya sa womb. He was there for how many months and it was already a blessing. Okay? And that's my encouragement to everyone, that God will still use you. And here's the wonderful thing that we always have to remember. God keeps His promises. In verse 16, and He turned many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. And he would go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and to the disobedient to the wisdom of the just to make ready for the Lord a people prepared. This is exactly what Malachi was prophesying. In Malachi chapter 3 verse 1 and Malachi chapter 4 verse 5 and 6. Ito yung eksaktong sinabi niya. And here was it being fulfilled through their son. Hindi pa dumarating yung anak niya, sabi niya, this is what he's going to do. And that's exactly what John the Baptizer did. He came and prepared the way. Before even Jesus started ministering, there were already people that were already being turned back to God because of his ministry. And a lot of his disciples, the people that followed John, ended up following Jesus. Because exactly what he did, he prepared the way that when Jesus would come and preach, they would hear him and say, yeah, that's the one we need to follow. And when Jesus came into the ministry, sabi ni John, okay, I must decrease, for he must increase. And he did exactly what was promised. And that's the encouragement. Whatever it is that God has placed in your life, whatever his will is, he will fulfill it. That's our amazing God. God goes beyond expectations. Just in time for you and for me. In the darkest part of the Israel's history, when they were not a nation, but they were being controlled by the Romans, God came in, born as a child, to fulfill all his promises of a big salvation for the world and to deal with our little issues. Na miski gaano tayo kaliit, naiisip pa rin niya tayo. And he will use us for his glory and honor. Let's all stand up and pray. As we look at this story, this is a backstory. This is not normal Christmas. He was born in a manger, all of that. Okay? It's the background of what was happening. And I like being in the background. Our lives are just actually a background with the glory of God being revealed. Lahat ng mga bagay sa buhay natin, that's our prayer, is that we will glorify Him wherever we're at. We are just in the background. When this ministry started almost 30 years ago, it was just a dream for us to reach students. And just this afternoon, we opened up our Life Box Center where more people, we were excited about that. That's an opportunity for us to minister to more young people. And the people that they ministered to 29 years ago, students, now they're advanced in years. Our pastors, our ministers, and many people that are actually even here, reached as students. Now with families, children growing up in God, that was just a dream. This church, when we started 6 years ago, ang hirap naman umakyat ng music museum. Sana magkaroon tayo ng center sa loob ng mall. 5 years later, God answered our prayer. We're enjoying this now. That was just a dream. Our dream of reaching our city, our mall, our nation, that's just a dream. But we have an amazing God that can answer our prayers. Maybe your dream is that child, that miracle child. God can do it for Abraham. God can do it for Zechariah. God can do it for you. And we will be here to rejoice together with you. Many will be encouraged. He will be great for the Lord. What is that dream? What is that dream for you? I want us to come out of this season, this Christmas, the 2013. Whether we receive it or not, I want us to dream big because we have a big God that can answer. A righteous nation. A nation that will be a blessing to the world. A nation rebuilt with Jesus Christ as our chief cornerstone.
That's our dream. But it's not just a dream na parang just dream. No, we're holding on to God that will answer us. That answer us and hears our prayers. What is your dream? Close your eyes right now and we'll pray. Lord God, you are in control. You are sovereign in our lives. And I'm praying, Lord, for me and my brothers and sisters here, that we will listen to you, that we will hear from you. Lord, give us the wisdom to know what is the right thing to do, what our role is, and where you want us to be. And give us the grace and the strength to be able to do it. Lord, we thank you. This is not just a dream na parang wala kaming pinaghahawakan. Meron kaming pinaghahawakan. Ikaw yung pinaghahawakan namin. And we know that you are able to answer. We know that you're able to do something in spite of us. We may have doubts, but if you want to do something in our lives, you're going to do it because you are in control. We submit our lives to you. Can you look up here for a second? After Isaiah, or after Zechariah lit the incense, he was supposed to go out. And every time a minister would come out, he would pray a blessing to the crowd. And this was his prayer. And I want us to receive this right now. This would be the prayer. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And I pray, Lord, for them, that they will hear from you, that they will have an encounter with you, and that you will use them in spite of us. Be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcast.